مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام، شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام۔
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program called Salam of Raza. Yes, in this program we will explain Mustafa Jani Rahmat Pilakhun Salam, Shamai Bazmi Hidayat Pilakhun Salam. We'll explain its meaning in English, inshallah, azza wa jal. Whatever we've learned from learned scholars, from ulama, inshallah, we'll explain that explanation, inshallah, for you. Respect you, be with us from start to end, an interesting, beautiful, informative program, inshallah. You will have the essence of love of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and this beautiful kalam, this beautiful masterpiece of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, which is written and presented in the blessed court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a hadiya of salam, as a gift of salutations. So inshallah, be with us from start to end. Ask your family members to sit down in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start to end. Inshallah azza wa jal, whenever next time you will hear or listen this beautiful kalam, this salam of Allah Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Allah Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, you will understand its meaning. You will enjoy it more and you will go deep down in the ocean of love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. That's the main purpose of this program. Respected viewers, my Sheikh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or do any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, inshallah, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too, inshallah. When we talk about Salam of Raza, let me briefly explain what it is before we proceed, inshallah, towards our sonnets and couplets. Mustafa Jani Rahmat Bilakhun Salam is the famous Urdu language salawat and salam salutations written by Mujaddid Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, may Allah be pleased with him. It has not only been praised as a work of prose for its unique composition and style, but by leading religious scholars for its beautiful distillation of core Islamic beliefs, what it contains. Like its famous Arabic predecessor, Qasida Burda, each of its 171 sonnets is based on the teachings of the Quran and Ahadith, and along with fulfilling the compulsion of presenting salawat and salutations upon the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It also details the Islamic creed, Aqidah, describes the Prophet's sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as virtues, khasais, particularities, khilq, physique, and his khulq, character, together with narrating his miracles and his major events. Subhanallah. Finally, in true Islamic fashion, it sends blessings upon the companions, Ahlul Bayt, Ulama, and Awliya, before finishing with a supplication for blessings upon one's teachers and parents. This is how Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh has composed this salam, this poetic work in the form of Salami Raza. Respect viewers, today inshallah, the couplet we have chosen to start our program is Noor ke chashme lehrayein darya bahein, Noor ke chashme lehrayein darya bahein, ungliyon ki karamat pe lakhon salam. Subhanallah. In this couplet, Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman is talking about the blessed fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, and he is sending millions of salutations upon the blessed fingers of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, the fingers which performed miracle mu'jizat, Allahu Akbar. And one of the famous mu'jiza that when Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam's blessed fingers, water started gushing out. And then Sahaba Ikram Allahu Akbar. 1,400 approximately Sahaba-i-Kiram, they quenched their thirst. These are the fingers of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, from which the water gushed forth. This is the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's blessed fingers, which Allah Hazrat is praising. And he says, Noor ke chashme, the fountains of Noor, light come out. Noor ke chashme lehrayin, darya bahein. And then subhanallah, when water comes out, it is just like rivers flow from the fingers of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Ungdiyon ki karamat pe lakho salam. May millions of salutations be upon the blessed fingers, which are the miraculous fingers of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And another beautiful couplet Allah Hazrat writes, Ungliyan hain faiz par, toote hain pyaase jhoom kar, nadiyan panjab rahmat ki hain jari. Wah wah, subhanallah. Let's listen this beautiful couplet, Noor ke chashme lehrayein, darya bahein, ungliyon ki karamat pe lakhon salam.
نور کے چشمے لہرائیں دریا بہیں نور کے چشمے لہرائیں دریا بہیں نور کے چشمے لہرائیں دریا بہیں کرامت پہ لاکھوں سلام مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. Respected viewers of my nation, we heard about the blessed fingers of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, miraculous fingers of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, let's talk about the blessed heart Mubarak, the blessed heart of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, Dil samaj se vara hai, magar yun kahun, Dil samaj se vara hai, magar yun kahun, Ghunchae raz wahdat pe lakho salam. Your heart is beyond my knowledge, my intellect, but I shall say this. Peace be upon the bud holding secrets of oneness. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala Rahmatul Rahman is praising the blessed heart of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And he is saying that I cannot understand the state of your blessed heart. How can I praise this blessed heart of yours, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Because my conscience, my understanding, my intellect, my knowledge cannot comprehend the status, the maqam of your heart, Ya Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. But I shall say this, that peace be upon millions of salutations, lakhu salam, be upon the bud holding secrets of oneness. The secrets, the sirr, Allahu Akbar, of the wahdat, oneness, tawheed, which it contains, which it carries, that upon Allah Hazrat Ali Rahmatul Rahman is sending salutations in millions. Subhanallah. Dil samaj se vara hai, magar yun kahun.
Dil samaj se vara hai, magar yun kahun. Dil samaj se vara hai, magar yun kahun. Dil samaj se vara hai magar yun kahun ghunchaye raaz-e wahdat pe lakhon salam Mustafa jaane rahmat pe lakhon salam shamae bazme hidayat pe lakhon salam.
Another beautiful couplet of Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is talking about the blessed stomach of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's beauty, the physical appearance is being described, depicted in this beautiful poetry of Ala Hazrat. And Haniya of Salam is being presented by Ala Hazrat. And he says, Kul jahan milk aur jaw ki roti ghiza, us shikam ki qanaat pilakho salam, Allahu Akbar. The world is his dominion, yet he eats barley bread. Peace be upon his contentness of that stomach. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Sharon, no doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the keys of his treasures to Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. He is Malik. He is owner of the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And he has got everything under his control. Control of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, because he is owner. Allah has made him the owner. Allah has made him the Malik of his treasures. But yet, what he eats, jaw ki roti, barley bread. That's how Alazat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is talking about how content is the personality of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Although, if he wishes, if he wants, these mountains can walk like gold, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is eating barley bread. This is for us, like the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam had adopted richness, right, wealth, then the people who were poor, how could he follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? So there is hikmat, the wisdom, but subhanallah, this is how content is our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He eats barley bread, and Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is talking about the qana'at of the blessed stomach of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, in this next couplet, it's talking about the waist of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. And Allah Azat alayhi rahmatu rahman is saying, Jo ki azme shafa'at ta khich kar bandi, us kamar ki himayat pe laakhon salam. He's talking about the best waist of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, it was tightened with the intention of intercession. Peace be upon the protection of that waist. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Sharif, it's a proverb in Urdu. Kamar banna. Ala Hazrat is saying that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has made firm intention to do intercession of the ummah of his own ummah. Subhanallah. And he has got this intention that he will do shafa'at inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And another beauty of this couplet is that here Allah Hazrat Rai Rahma is talking about the blessed waist of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this waist of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, when we talk about in Urdu, you see, pusht and pusht panahi, this word is very beautiful. Someone who backs someone. See, somebody is at my back when we say this, even in English. So that means that somebody is there for me to stand. Somebody is there to help me, inshallah. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam is there to help us, inshallah. Not only in this dunya, but inshallah hereafter too, inshallah. He will do our shafaat, inshallah. He will do our intercession, inshallah, azza wa jal. And subhanallah, kya hi zauq afza shafaat hai, tumhari wah wah. Kya hi zauq afza shafaat hai, tumhari wah wah. Qarz leti hai, gunah parhezgari wah wah. Allahu Akbar, sunte hai ki mahshar mein. Sirf unki rasai hai, gar unki rasai hai, lo jab to banai hai. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Sharon, this is again Allah Hazrat is writing that we have heard that on the Day of Judgment, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has got access in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do intercession. If that is the case, then everything is sorted inshaAllah azza wa jal. Everything will be okay inshaAllah azza wa jal. And we will have salvation on the Day of Judgment, because at our back is Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. He will inshallah help us. He will support us. Be basoki qayadat pe khich kar bandi, be kasoki zafaqat pe khich ke bandi, aasiyon ki ianat pe khich kar bandi, jo ke azme shafaat pe khich kar bandi, us kamar ki himayat pe lakhon salam.
Jo ke azme shafaat pe khich kar bandhe, jo ke azme shafaat pe khich kar bandhe, jo ke azme shafaat pe khich kar bandhe, اس کا میں کی حمایت پہ لاکھوں سلام، مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام، شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
Respected viewers of Brother Nation, we are listening Salam of Raza. Another couplet of Allah of this Salam, he says, Anbiyat ay kareem zanu unke huzoor, Anbiyat ay kareem zanu unke huzoor, zanu ki wajahat pe lakho salam, zanu ki wajahat pe lakho salam. Messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, messengers do bend their knees in their presence, in the presence of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Peace be upon the dignity of such knees. This is, subhanallah, praise which has been mentioned about the blessed knees of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahu Ghani. This is Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. Respected viewers, now Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is talking about the blessed feet of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. And he says, Khai Qur'an khake guzar ki qasam, کھائی قرآن خاک گزر کی قسم، اس کفے پا کی حرمت پہ لاکھوں سلام. اللہ اکبر. اعلی حضرت علی رحمت الرحمن is saying, the Quran gave an oath by the dust of thy path, peace be upon the reverence of such a foot. Allah اکبر. Millions of blessings upon the foot of Rasul علیہ السلام و التسلیم. اللہ غنی. Yes, respected viewers, Quran says, لا اقسم بهذا البلد وانت حل بهذا البلد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the qasam of that path where Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam walked upon, tread upon. And Allah said, alayhi rahmatu rahman is talking about the hurmat, the status, the maqam, Allahu Akbar, of that path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned its qasam in the Holy Quran. خائی قرآن خاکے گزر کی قسم، اس کفے پا کی حرمت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
خائی قرآن خاکے گزر کی قسم، خائی قرآن خاکے گزر کی قسم، خائی قرآن خاکے کی قسم، اس کفے پا کی حرمت پہ لاکھوں سلام، مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام، شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
Subhanallah. And now Alazatar Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman even talks about that blessed moment in which Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam blessed this earth with his blessed being, meaning he was born. That moment is being discussed. He says, Jis suhani ghadi chamka taiba ka chand, Jis suhani ghadi chamka taiba ka chand, us dil afroz saat pe lakhon salam. What a beautiful moment that sa'at was. That moment was when this blessed moon of Taiba appeared on the sky of Nubuwa. Subhanallah. Chamka Taiba ka chan. Us dil afroz sa'at pe lakhon salam. May millions of blessings and salutations upon that very moment. Subhanallah. Which is beautiful moment which pleases the heart. May millions of salutations be upon that moment. Jis suhani ghadi chamka taiba ka chand, us dil afroz saat pe lakhon salam.
Jis suhani ghadi chamka taiba ka chand, jis suhani ghadi chamka taiba ka chand, جس سوہانی گھڑی چمکا تیر روز ساعت پہ لاکھوں سلام، مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام، شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. And now Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is talking about the birth of Rasulullah Alayhi Salatu Wasalam and that sajda which he performed right to the moment he was born. He says, پہلے سجدے پہ روزے ازل سے درود، پہلے سجدے پہ روزے ازل سے درود، یادگاری امت پہ لاکھوں سلام. Especially when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was born. As soon as he was born, he went into sajda. He prostrated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that sajda, he prayed for the ummah. Allahu Akbar. For the forgiveness of the ummah. For our sins. Forgiveness, this dua was asked in that sajda. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that very sajda which he performed and that very first day he was born. And Allah send durood according to your own shan, your azali shan, Allahu Akbar. And then, or it can also mean that the day this universe began, and from that day that durood is happening, and may it keep on happening upon that very blessed Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's sajda which he performed for the ummah. And then he says, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam remembered his ummah. May millions of salutations be upon that remembrance which he'd done in the sajda he performed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pehle sajde pe roze azal se durood yaadgari ye ummat pe lakhon salaam.
Pehle sajde pe roze azal se durood, pehle sajde pe roze azal se durood ya پہ لاکھوں سلام، مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام، شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
یادگار یہ امت پہ لاکھوں سلام. Yes, now respective views of Madani Sharif. Hazrat Rahmat Rahman is talking about the blessed thought of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. He says, جس میں نہریں ہیں شیر و شکر کی رواں، جس میں نہریں ہیں شیر و شکر کی رواں، اس گلے کی نظارت پہ لاکھوں سلام. He says, from it are flowing streams of milk and honey. Peace be upon the freshness of such a thought. Millions of blessings, millions of salutations be upon the freshness of such a thought. The thought of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. جس میں نہریں ہیں شیر و شکر کی رواں، اس گلے کی نظارت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
جس میں نہریں ہیں شیر و شکر کی رواں، جس میں نہریں ہیں شیر و شکر کی رواں، جس میں نہریں ہیں شیر و شکر کی رواں، اس گلے کی نظارت پہ لاکھوں سلام، مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام، شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
Thank you. Now Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is talking about the power of the arm of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. He says, subhanallah, جس کو بارِ دعالم کی پروا نہیں، جس کو بارِ دعالم کی پروا نہیں، aise bazu ki quwwat pe lakhon salam, the arm oblivious to the weight of both worlds, peace be upon the power of such an arm, may millions of salutations be upon this powerful arm of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim, jisko bare do alam ki parwa nahi,
jisko bare do alam ki parwa nahi, jisko bare do alam ki parwa nahi, jisko bare do alam ki parwa nahi, aise bazu ki quwwat pe lakhon salam, Mustafa jaane rahmat pe lakhon salam, shamae bazme hidayat pe lakhon salam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Ghani, respected viewers, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma is talking about the blessed hands of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, symbol of generosity of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, Haath jis samt utha ghani kar diya, haath jis samt utha ghani kar diya, mauje behre samahat pe lakhon salam, which means wherever his hand was raised, he made others rich. Peace be upon the waves of this sea of bounty, generosity of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. May millions of salutations be upon the waves of this sea of bounty, generosity, generosity of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Yes, respected viewers of Madani Sharif, no one is more generous than my beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Another place, Ala Zatil Rahmatul Rahman says, वाह क्या जूदो करम है शहे बतहा तेरा, वाह क्या जूदो करम है शहे बतहा तेरा, नहीं सुनता ही नहीं मांगने वाला तेरा. Sakhi is a person who grants others but keeps something for himself also. Jabbar is that person who gives whatever he has to others. Subhanallah, this is the zaat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Jabbar, this is his jood, jood o karam, his blessing is such, he grants, he doesn't keep anything for himself. This is the zaat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. He is such generous. Wah kya jood o karam hai shahe batha tera. And this karam, this jood, this sahaf Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam is such, nahi sunta hi nahi mangne wala tera, no is not heard from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Why? Because na kehna aadat nahi Rasulullah ki. This is not amongst the habits of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam to return someone who has come in the court of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. This is the shan of the generosity of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He grants someone to the extent that he becomes satisfied. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Sharif, that's why Ala Hazrat is writing, Haath jis samt utha ghani kar diya, mauje behre samahat pe lakhon salam.
Haath jis samt utha ghani kar diya, haath jis samt utha ghani kar diya, haath jis samt utha ghani kar diya, mujhe bahar samahat pe lakhon salam, Mustafa jaane rahmat pe lakhon salam, shamae bazme hidayat pe lakhon salam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then he says, jiske aage sare sarvara kham rahe, jiske aage sare sarvara kham rahe, us sare taj rifat pe lakhon salam. Subhanallah, the heads of the rulers remain bowed before it. Peace be upon the crown of his towering head. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the shot of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. Another place Allah Ta'ala Rahmat Rahman says, us gali ka gada hu main jisme, us gali ka gada hu main jisme, maangte tajdar phirte hain. This is the court where the rulers, where the kings, they come and they become beggars in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. And Raza says, I am the beggar of that street of Medina where the kings, they come as beggars. And they asked from the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And subhanallah, this ki aage sare sarvaran kham rahein, us sare taj rifat pe lakhun salam.
Jiske aage sare sarvaran kham rahein, jiske aage sare Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakhon salaam, shamae bad mein hidayat pe laakhon salaam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Jiski taskeen se rote hue hans pade, jiski taskeen se rote hue hans pade, us tabassum ki aadat pe laakhon salaam. Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman is talking about the best smile of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahu Akbar. Another place Ala Hazrat alayhi rahmatur rahman says, unke nisar koi kaise hi ranj mein ho, jab yaad aa gaye hain sab gham bhula diye hain. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, when you remember Rasulullah alayhi salatu wassalam, you forget your anxieties, your worries, your tensions, your problems. When a person goes into that state of the remembrance of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and now imagine if this is the case with the remembrance of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when one remembers he forgets his worries. Now what about those sahaba ikram, Allahu Akbar, when they would see Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam smiling, Allahu Akbar, when they would see the smiling face of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, why would not they forget their worries, their problems, their tensions? And Allah Ta'ala Rahman is talking about jiski taskeen se rote hue hans pade, those they were crying, those they were worried, those they were had anxieties, they would see the best smile of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Those they were crying, they would start smiling. Us tabassum ki aadat pe laakhon salam, may millions of salutations be upon that smile of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, jiski taskeen se rote hue hans pade, us tabassum ki aadat pe laakhon salam.
Jiski taskeen se rote hue hans pade, jiski taskeen se rote hue hans pade, us tabassum ki aadat pe laakhon salaam, Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakhon salaam, shamae bazme hidayat pe laakhon salaam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Yes, many respected viewers of Madinah, we cannot do a full true justice to this beautiful kalam of Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman, salam of Raza, what he has written, subhanallah. But all we can do is to explain whatever learned scholars have taught us, whatever we can explain to you the apparent meaning of this, but we don't know Mafi Zamir of Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman, the way he wrote, in what deep love he wrote this kalam, this poetry, this hadiyah of salam he presented in the court of Mustafa. But we have just tried our best. May Allah Ta'ala forgive if any mistake has been made, and may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala accept this effort, and hope whenever you will hear this salam next time, inshallah, you will understand its meaning, you will enjoy its more. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode of Salam of Raza with new beautiful couplets from this kalam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat and Salam upon the best of creation, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam.
Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakhon salam, sham'e bazm hidayat pe laakhon salam.